Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
I'm recording this podcast from the steps in front of my house because I'm suffering from a major case of spring fever and can't bear the thought of doing it inside. Please forgive the sounds of the wind, the river, and periodic clanking of dog tags if either of the dogs happen to do anything other than to sit here enjoying the day beside me. It seems as if every time I pick up a science magazine or read a science newsletter, there's at least one article about some mental ability that animals have that people used to say was impossible. Some new studies have indicated that dogs are capable of recognizing other dogs merely from pictures. I found this really fascinating because I was one of those people who felt that dogs really relied on their sense of smell. And it's possible that they still do need their sense of smell to ascertain the other animal's sex, reproductive status, and receptivity, and also relative rank. But the fact that they can recognize other dogs from pictures is also interesting because there are so many different breeds of dogs, and they look so different. This raises an interesting question. Have they learned to recognize other dogs by sight as a function of hanging around with us? For example, would researchers get the same results if they conducted this test on African wild dogs or wolves? You know, I'm not so sure. And it wouldn't be because those animals weren't as smart as domestic dogs. It would more likely be because that skill wouldn't be necessary in a wild environment. It struck me that the ability to recognize other dogs by their pictures would be an ability that would endear companion dogs to human beings. This takes us back to the concept of coevolution and the fact that evolution and domestication are ongoing processes. So as we recognize more and more breeds of dogs, I'm sure there are people out there who expect their dogs to do the same thing. They take their dogs to daycare, or they take their dogs to dog parks, or they have puppy play dates. And during that time, those people model breed recognition behaviors to their dogs. So it makes sense that the most successful companion dogs would be the ones who are able to do this, and they would be more likely to survive and maybe even hang on to their ovaries and their testicles long enough to reproduce and pass that potential on to their offspring. But for whatever reason, and in spite of the fact that scientists were impressed by dogs' ability to do this, I doubt that it would impress many of you. Although I have to admit, I don't know if my dogs would do this. Because I personally don't make a big deal about a dog's breed. When we drive by another dog, I don't say, "Oh, wow, look at that golden retriever," or, "Oh, look, there's a Dalmatian." Fricka may look. Sometimes Ollie's in his protective mode for whatever reason, and then we have a rule. He gets two barks. He's usually pretty good about that. But that's probably because I allow him more barks. When he barks at the plywood moose in front of the moose hole, or the three-dimensional, life-size fiberglass elk in front of the elk's lodge. Having the freedom to scare away great big animals like that, dogs seen in passing aren't really that big a deal. So now we know that dogs can tell the difference between breeds. I don't know if the pictures that went along with this article were the ones that were actually used by the researcher. But if they are, And considering that they include a boxer, a bulldog, and a Boston Terrier, three breeds that many people have trouble separating, let alone a collection of hounds, with which a fair number of humans have the same problem, if indeed these were the research photos, that some dogs can differentiate these animals, well, it says to me that if we're going to co-evolve with our dogs, and we want to stay one step ahead of them instead of one step behind, maybe we better brush up on our dog breeds.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.